45-year-old Leslie Power was out shoveling snow 2 years ago when she got the first warning of a pending heart attack.
I couldn't breathe. I was having pain in my shoulder.
Leslie Power had not thought she was at risk for heart disease. Typically, women experience warning signs for at least a month before an attack. Doctors can often make a wrong diagnosis because symptoms can match those of another illness. General symptoms of a heart attack include chest pain that lasts for a few minutes, then returns, pain felt in other parts of the upper body, nausea or vomiting, dizziness or rapid heartbeats. For women, those symptoms can include unusual fatigue, trouble sleeping, shortness of breath, indigestion, or anxiety. Or, sometimes, women heart attack victims may have no symptoms at all. Dr. Paul Ridker is part of a research team at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts.
We currently tend to underestimate women's risk of heart disease. We found in the new data that many women were at much higher risk than we anticipated.
Dr. Ridker and his colleagues collected blood samples from almost 25,000 women who were 45 years and older. They looked at factors which could lead to heart attack or stroke years later. Their findings appear in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
We created a new risk score, something called the Reynolds Risk Score. And it turned out this does a much better job predicting accurately a woman's true risk of having a heart attack or stroke over the next 10 years of her life.
The score measures the usual factors such as smoking tobacco, diabetes, high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and of course age. Also taken into consideration whether your parents and other relatives suffered heart attacks. Now, the Reynolds Risk Assessment includes a measurement of the C-reactive protein in your blood. CRP, as it is called, indicates possible inflammation of the arteries. Again, Dr. Paul Ridker.
What's very important to understand is that you can be a high-risk patient if your CRP is elevated, even if your cholesterol levels are low.
Health experts say millions of women and men may be at risk for heart disease. For those who have access to a computer, Dr. Ridker believes that reading about the Reynolds risk score might just give you the tools you and your doctor need to make an intelligent diagnosis.
We can reclassify nearly 50% of all those women into higher risk or lower risk.
Leslie Power is reducing her risk of further heart problems by exercising more and quitting smoking. Melinda Smith, VOA News.